Are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Well, you are in the right place, listening to the right podcast. We're going to be talking about how to improve your life in the new year and live your life to the fullest. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
We are aging Wells on the Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show.
Pop the glampaign. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show, live guest, current events, scathing exposés, the original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so glad to be here. Oh, it is freezing here in Kentucky. I hope you're warmer than I am. But we have some awesome things going on in the Red Door Studio 23. And we are going to be sharing some fantastic information with you. If you're not ready, go get your popcorn. Go get your kids. Put them down for a nap. Get yourself ready to hang out with us for a while as we talk about how to live your life to the fullest. Before we start that, I've got to tell you, we have such wonderful things coming up on the Julie Tussey Show. It's going to be great. I am telling you, in February, we're going to be having Love Month, baby. One of my favorite months of the year because of Valentine's Day. And we take it to the limit on the Julie Tussey Show. We are here to give you great information and make you laugh and make your life better. That's our whole motive. So we're going to be talking about Love Month. And on the very first podcast of the month, we have Julia London on. She is one of my favorite authors. And she is going to be talking to us about romance. Oh, it's going to be great. She's great. If you haven't heard of her, look her up. She's got 45 published novels, and I know she's written more than that. So we're going to get the scoop from her, find out what she's been up to, all of that kind of stuff. We are celebrating our second anniversary. It was in January 2015 that we recorded the first podcast. And oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I am so excited that we're going on 2 years. Woo woo! 2 years is great. So we're at episode 82 today, and at the end of May, we're going to hit 100 episodes. So I know we're going to do something really fun for that. Let me see. What else did I wanted to tell you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to interview Heather Robertson of HalfSizeMe.com. She was the first episode of the year here on the Julie Tussey Show, and we talked about the resolution solution. You can find out all about that if you go back and listen. But she has her own community. She's lost 160 pounds, kept it off for 6 years. And she has her own podcast called Half Size Me because she lost half of herself. Wow. She is amazing. She teaches how to lose weight with maintenance in mind, doing things that will help you keep it off forever and not just for the time of your diet duration, right? But she was looking for someone to help interview her for her own podcast because, you know, when you follow a group, you only get bits and pieces here and there. And so many people wanted to know her whole story. So last week, I got to do that with her and interview her. Oh, it was great. I also am going to be on her podcast pretty soon because I've lost. Are you ready? 24.4 pounds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that sounds like not a whole lot, but after 3 years of not being able to lose anything, I mean, no matter what I did, and y'all know my story. If you don't, it's in the previous podcast. You can hear it. But after all of that, I finally lost 24.4 pounds. So we're trying to get that to double this year again and do at least 24 more pounds. We'll see. But I'm doing this for life, baby. I'm doing it for life. So the 3 pounds I gained over the holidays, I'm going to pretend they just don't matter. I just have to lose those again. All right. So now that I'm done crying, it's National Soup Month. January is National Soup Month. We've been giving you a soup recipe on every podcast in January except the very first one. So we gave you split pea soup, we gave you oriental chicken soup, and today I'm going to be sharing my beef vegetable soup that I got from my mom. Now, my mom's this little teeny Italian woman who is like a little firecracker, and she just loves to cook. She is one of the best cooks ever, and I just could not master vegetable beef soup, which if you cook a lot, you're probably like, what the heck was your problem, girl? But I just couldn't master it, and I just couldn't settle into, you know how you get a soup groove? Well, I had no soup groove when it came to this, so Mom gave me her recipe, and it is fantastic. I'll share that with you in a little bit. So much you can do with it, too. You can make it Italian by changing some of the ingredients. You can make it Southwest. Oh, so many things you can do, so we'll talk about that in just a minute.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show. I want this one to be like, in a world of haters, be a lover. I'm here to show you how to do that.
Wow, I am excited today about our subject. I am going to be talking to you today about how to improve your life in the new year and live your life to the fullest. As you know, we sign off and say that all the time on The Julie Tussey Show. So I was thinking about that the other day, and it was actually like the first of the year. And I put a post on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Show. You can follow me at Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show. You can find me just about anywhere. But I wanted to post this. There was just, my heart just felt overwhelmed with the desire to communicate how much our life is made of the choices that we make. And sometimes we can feel like such a victim to life. And one of the things that I have worked at for many years, and I'm sure that you probably have too, is I will not live my life with a victim mentality. I just will not do it. Have I gone through horrible, horrible things? Yes. Have I been persecuted? Yes. Have I been judged? Yes. Have I been misjudged? Yes. Have I been talked to like a dog by people I would never expect to do that? Yes, there's so many things in life that can cause us to feel defeated or beat up or have a victim's mentality. But do you know that your life is, yes, at the mercy sometimes of other people, but it's a sum total of the choices that we have made in our life. And early on in my life, I realized that if I was not going to be a victim or a person who's down in the mouth or a person that didn't get anywhere or do anything, I was going to have to make choices, clear, concise choices to do that. And I have been a go-getter since I was young. And so I was doing some pretty cool things. In my early 20s, I recorded my first album. I was not poor, but I was definitely not rich. Actually, when I first got married, I was way below the poverty level for a few years. And so money wasn't an easy thing for me to get. So making albums at that time was not like it is now. That was in the early 1980s. And I am telling you, it was hard to get your hands on money. Things just were not easy if you were young and trying to make a living. You know, all of those things. But I had determined early on that I was going to follow my dreams, and my dream was to be a recording artist and a singer. And I had started singing publicly when I was 9, and I was really, really, really shy. Matter of fact, just the miracle that I sing is amazing, because I would get up on stage every single time, and I would be so nervous. I just wanted to literally throw up. And I just felt in my heart that God had given me a gift and I needed to share it and fulfill this dream that I saw inside of myself. So I just kept doing it over and over and over and over and over. And I've been performing for many years and I still get a little nervous every time. But I said all that to say that I had to choose that my life was going to be different than it was. I had to choose to believe. I had to believe in good things. So all of this was stirring in me and finding myself thankful for my life. And I realized that life for each and every one of us is a choice. The way that we live is a choice. So I made this list when I posted on Facebook. And it said, I listed several things that you can choose to do to make your life different. So I wanted to go through those with you, and hopefully this will be an encouragement and a blessing to you. The first thing I said was set goals. You know, one of the most important things I have found in my life is to set goals. I'm very goal-oriented, and I have to have something in front of me or I just become a Netflix binger. You know what I mean? I just will binge out and eat bonbons and lay around. I have to have something that I'm working for. So it's really, really important that you set goals. And you can set like huge goals. I want to own my own company and it's going to be a Fortune 500 company and that kind of thing. But you also have to set small goals within that long range goal so that you have some feeling of accomplishment and you can do it. You know, everything comes in increments. If you need to lose 100 pounds, you really need to lose 1 pound first and then another pound and then another pound. If you want to build a business, you have to find a customer and then another customer and then another customer. And then you have to build from there. So everything can be broken down into small segments that are attainable and achievable. And you will feel so confident and so endorsed and so good when you actually do that. So if you want to live your life to the fullest, set goals. And these are not in any particular order. They were just a random thought. So the next thing I put was change careers. You don't know how many people I know that just hate what they do for a living. And you know, we sign off saying you only get one life, live it to the fullest. You know, it's never too late to go back to school. It's never too late to go and get an education or just to change careers or to move around in the company you're in or start your own business. I don't care if you're 50, 60, 70, 80. It's never too late to make changes in your life. And if you're 20 and listening to me, 25, 30, 35, it's a step. And yes, you still have to have food and you have to feed your family. But if you will really, really think about it and pray about it and look for a solution, you will find one. And never ever be afraid to step out. Never be afraid to risk it and eat a biscuit. That's what my husband says. Sometimes we look at each other and we go, we're going to risk it and eat a biscuit. But you know, with great risk can come great reward. And of course, you can have loss too. So you have to be wise and you have to really know that you want to do what you're going to do. But you can find support. You can find ways to change your life. So if you hate your career, find another one. If you're flipping burgers at McDonald's and you know there's no place for you to go and you want something, go and make your life better. You know, live it. Live your life to the fullest. Don't live in mediocrity. Don't live in mediocrity. Number three, follow your dreams. How many of you listening to me today have dreams inside of you and either you don't pursue them or you have and it didn't go the way you wanted it to go and so you forsook it? I'm telling you, you have to have a vision. You have to have a dream in front of you to make life worth living. So don't be afraid to follow your dreams. Search your heart and find out what it is that you want to do with your life. I'm talking about how to improve your life in we're in the year 2018, but this is an infinity podcast. So I'm talking about improving your life at any time, any day, any age. You can do it. Follow your dreams. Number four was go to college. We talked about that. I believe here where we are, our local college, it will let you go to school for free once you're 62 and over. So it's never too late. It's never too late to go to college or get an education or get a degree. I mean, maybe you're working in a grocery store, or maybe you're working as a secretary and you want to be a hairdresser. Go find a college and go. You can always go with the part-time options and make changes, but you only get to live one life, darling. You need to be happy. Go and find something that will make you happy and educate yourself. Number five, I wrote study. Now, this was kind of surprising to April. We talked about this, and she said, I love that you put study on there. And the reason I put that on there is because maybe you are happy with your job. Maybe you're happy with how your life is going, but study, because it's always, always an improvement to your life if you will educate yourself. I have been a self-educator on nutrition for 35 years, and I have no regrets. I could probably go to school and become certified, but I love what I'm doing now, so I don't need to, but I still want that information. I have educated myself about nutrition so I could be healthier and I could be thinner. I mean, it's just hereditary in my family not to be thin, and I do not want to be that way. So I have educated myself for myself, my family, and my friends, and now for you. Number six, get married. Now, that's a big one. I mean, if you're not married and you want to be, put yourself in places where you can meet people of like mind. You know, I tell my kids all the time, they're young, and they still have to find their partners in life and their husbands and their wives. And I tell them, no one's coming to your house to knock on your door and meet you. You have to put yourself out there. And if you want to have a great relationship with a strong Christian woman, then go to church. And if you want to have a relationship with someone who loves to bowl, go to the bowling alley. And on and on and on. I'm not going to say anything about finding people in the bars because I can't speak to that. But it seems to me that you wouldn't want to really look for marriage material in bars and drug dens. Right. So find what you love. And when you do, go where there are other people of the opposite sex to go and meet and find yourself a spouse. Number seven, fall in love. Same thing. Find yourself in places. Put yourself out there. Put yourself out there and fall in love. Maybe you've got a best friend and you guys hit it off so, so well. Don't close the door on the opportunity that you might fall in love. Now, you can't make yourself fall in love, I know that, but you can arrange your life by your choices to be around people that could possibly be someone you could fall in love with. So fall in love. Number eight, have a baby. Hey, now that's going to be life-changing, and that's definitely a choice you could make, okay? Have a baby. My daughter is having her first baby. And it's so, so exciting. She waited a long time. She chose that, and she was happy doing that. And now she is having a baby, and she's happy doing that. If you've never had children, they will change your life. Do something crazy and wild with your life. Shake it up and stir it up and do something different. If you love children, have a baby. It will change your life. I kind of feel sad when people don't want to have a baby and they can. And I feel sad for people who can't have a baby and they want one. Because babies are just so awesome. There is no love like it. And you know, if you can't have your own baby, adopt a baby. There's so many children that could use a good parent and a good home and all the love in the world. And to me, I have stepchildren, and I never say that they're not my children. I always claim them as my own, and I say that I inherited them, and I have done everything I can to love them and to cherish them and to help them. Even as full-grown adults, I love when they call me and want advice or just need someone to talk to. They are just as much my children as the ones I gave birth to. They are my children. So have a baby and change your life. Woo-woo! Number nine, lose weight. Oh my goodness. If you're not happy with your life because your weight is a hindrance or your health, then do something. It's your choice. You only get one life. You get to live it to the fullest if you choose to. So if you need to lose weight, listen to the Julie Tussey Show. Listen to Half Size Me. There's so much information out there. Don't do anything quick. Do something that you can live with. Make it a lifestyle and get yourself in shape. 10, get fit, go to the gym, go for a walk, walk a dog, you know, get yourself a dog and take it for walks. It's so simple if we just take small steps, and small steps are choices, right? Number 11, start your own business. Yep, we already talked about that one. Number 12, quit smoking. I can very well stand here and say, and never have a qualm of regret or doubt, that if you quit smoking, you will feel better and your life will improve. So if you have bad habits, break them. They say it takes 21 days to create a habit. So I would say it takes 21 days to break a habit. You're in the habit of doing that. Go see the doctor to get help. Talk to your friends, chew gum, do Google searches and find out what you can do. But improve your life. If you're doing drugs, get off of the drugs and be healthy. If you're on medicines because of your health that maybe you could wean off by losing weight, then lose weight and learn to eat less sugar and do the things to be healthier. Listen, this is your life and your choice, and this is your year to live your life to the fullest. So all of these things combined make a difference. Be risky. Take some risks in your life. Don't be mundane and don't be mediocre, okay? Don't be mediocre because you only get one life. I don't want to go to my deathbed and look back and say, oh man, I wish I would have. I wish I would have. And I know you can't always make instant changes financially and things like that, but you can actually change your life by the choices you make. We'll be right back. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps. Well, I hope you enjoyed that information. Wanted to give you this fantastic beef vegetable soup recipe. I buy one small package of stew meat, about a pound of it, and I brown it in I call it a Dutch oven. It's kind of like holds, I think, a gallon of water, you know, a fairly good sized pan. I brown it in a Dutch oven pot with a half tablespoon of olive oil and salt and pepper. And then I cover the meat with water, about one quart. I boil that until it's tender. It takes about 20 minutes till that meat's tender, because stew meat can be a little bit tough. Then I add 2 quarts more of water and 2 bags of my favorite frozen vegetables. I usually get 1 bag of gumbo vegetables and 1 bag of like the corn, green bean, peas, carrots, that kind of thing. You can add any of your favorite vegetables to it. Then I add 1 can of drained water chestnuts. This is optional because Gary Tussey loves them, so they go in our soups. Also, you can put in 1 cup of diced portobello mushrooms. I add 2 cans of diced tomatoes or 2 fresh tomatoes chopped up. And then 1 can of drained or diced potatoes. Sometimes I will actually just take a potato. I keep fresh potatoes in the house all the time. You can microwave one for like, 4 minutes, pull it out while it's hot with a knife and a fork, cut it up, dice it, and put it in. You don't want to get it too done. Then here's the secret. I add 2 packets of au jus mix, and they're a powder packet, like a gravy mix. And I actually use Kroger brand or Meyer brand. They're fantastic. And then 1 packet of Lipton onion soup mix that's dry. I boil that all until the vegetables are tender, and then it's done. Now, you can also add tomato juice to it. I do have to add a bit of salt because I like it salt. You can add a little bit of beef bouillon if you want it to be more beefy, but the au jus is pretty good. So salt and pepper it to taste. If you want it to become an Italian flavored soup, along with the 1 quart to boil the meat and 2 quarts of water, then add in a large jar of your favorite spaghetti sauce, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of oregano. Okay, so that's going to make it Italian. And if you want it to be like a Southwest flavor, you add chili powder to taste, cumin to taste, some garlic, about 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and maybe some onion powder to it. And you can spice it up. Now me, I'll make it zippy and put some red pepper flakes in it also. So you can yum it up and make it great. So there is your soup recipe. Please take some time to go and leave a review on iTunes. You can find us all over social media. I have a brand new spring line out of jewelry with my Premier Designs jewelry line. And you can go and look at that at julietussey.com. julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Get it all in there. And it is absolutely beautiful. The spring line is out. We now have engravable jewelry. You can actually pick out a bracelet, pick out a medal, pick out the leather, pick out the font, and create any word that you want. It's amazing. Makes great gifts. We have a lifetime guarantee on the jewelry, and it is designer inspired. It is beautiful. You're going to love it. So go check that out. I'm also going to post on my Instagram some modeling of the jewelry and showing you one of the great things about the jewelry that I sell is that it is versatile. Like one necklace can turn into five, and just so many different looks that you can get. And I can give you tips and tricks on how to look thinner with your jewelry. But really, you can scale down on the money you invest in your clothes and make more of a palette for your accessories. I'm all about the accessories. Yes, I am. Well, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. Please share it with your friends and your family. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can.
Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTusseyShow and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
For gorgeous designer-inspired jewelry with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Again, that's julietussey.mypremierdesigns. Jewelry you're going to love to live with.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.